This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that an elderly pastor and his wife have been sentenced to 5 and 10 years respectively in prison for practicing their Christian faith in Iran. Pastor Victor Bet-Temraz and his wife Shamaran Esavi have just heard they have lost an appeal in their case. They are charged with, quote, illegal house church activities and threatening national security, end quote. Whatever your trials happen to be, please always remember those who are in prison as if in prison with them. Hebrews 13, verse 3. More riots occurred in Portland and Seattle over the weekend as the states of Oregon and Washington continue courting anarchy. 3 police officers were wounded in Seattle, and violence on the streets of Portland continues in its 81st consecutive day. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan is a lesbian, and Oregon Governor Kate Brown also professes to engage in homosexual relations. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." A California appeals court reversed a lower court ruling, issuing an emergency order Saturday night banning services for Pastor John MacArthur's Grace Community Church, reports the Baptist Press. The church went ahead and held services on Sunday anyway, and MacArthur explained to his congregation, quote, "We are not meeting because we want to be rebellious. We are meeting because our Lord has commanded us to come together and worship Him," end quote. A recent report issued by the Centers for Disease Control has found that the percentage of people seriously considering suicide has doubled in America during the COVID-19 season, reports the Wall Street Journal. The survey, taken in late June and compared to a similar survey conducted in 2018, finds that 10.7% of Americans have considered suicide in the past 30 days. The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children reports that Belgium doctors are overwhelmingly in favor of infanticide. The organization quotes a report which found that 94% of doctors in the Flanders area, quote, agree that in the event of a serious non-lethal neonatal condition, administering drugs with the explicit intention to end neonatal life is acceptable, end quote. Under pagan influence, the last human sacrifice in northern continental Europe occurred in Mecklenburg on November 10, 1066, almost 1,000 years ago. Psalm 109, verses 16 and 17 speaks of the one who did not remember to show kindness, but pursued the poor and needy and the brokenhearted to put them to death. He loved to curse. Let curses come upon him. He did not delight in blessing. May it be far from him. Chicago has achieved a murder rate of 30 per 100,000 this year. That's 40% higher over last year's rate, reports the Chicago Tribune. This murder rate for the U.S. city now exceeds Mexico's deadliest year in 2018 at 29 per 100,000, but is not quite as high as South Africa's 36 per 100,000. These are the most dangerous nations in the world for anarchical murder. South Sudan, Africa, newly formed in 2011, is experiencing long-standing internal turmoil. The World View spoke to Nelson Wanaba, a Christian brother from South Sudan, just yesterday on how the fighting and unrest has affected his family for generations.
My parents were displaced. They went to the refuge. They brought us back in late 70s when we were children. And again, in the 80s, we were displaced. Like, personally, I was displaced. I was interrupted in my schooling. And later, I continued in the refugee camp. And as I talk today, my children tested life in refugee. We were displaced in 2016. So we have just come back to the capital city, Juba, late last year in December.
Wanaba asked that people pray that the Church of Jesus Christ in South Sudan, Africa, would continue to expand and grow.
Also, the church should continue. I know in the challenges, the Church of Jesus has always been expanding. So this shouldn't be like an obstacle. We want to pray that people should come to Jesus Christ because he is the Prince of Peace.
What is the social cost of cannabis use? Australia's Curtin University's National Drug Research Institute puts the price tag at $4.5 billion in workplace, healthcare, and criminal justice costs. For families caring for those addicted to marijuana, the cost could be an additional $10 billion. That's to cover the costs of approximately 2 million Australians who use the drug. Gallup polls have indicated that 12% of American adults use marijuana regularly. That's 25 million Americans for a social cost of $170 billion. And finally, Japan, the third largest economy in the world, has just experienced its biggest slump yet. All the gains made by the infusion of more government debt under Keynesian Abenomics after 2012 were lost in this recession. The Japanese government has already spent $2.1 trillion on COVID-19 economic stimulus thus far this year, a whopping 42% of their GDP. By contrast, the U.S. deficit for 2020 spending has topped $2.8 trillion, or 13% of the GDP. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.